people like you and like Chowalding go to Iraq, do you ever have problems like being kind of targeted or kidnapped or something like that? Or does it just apply to really people who support the Americans clearly and who are kind of roped into the industry?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because myself and Caoimhe Butterley, Irish human rights activist who lived in Jenin for a year, me and her and Voices in the Wilderness people went and sabotaged General Sanchez's press conference. This was in August, after just a repeated silence and absolutely no response to the massacre of five civilians in an area of Baghdad, the Al-Sulaykh area. And we went into this press conference, posed as journos, and managed to lift up pictures of the Al-Qawas family, four members of which were massacred by US troops when they opened fire on the family car, fired over 23 times into the car. And we showed pictures, we lifted up a banner which said Al-Qatal Istamir, which means the killing continues. And this all was in a live press conference being recorded by CNN, Al Jazeera, Al Arabiya. It made headline news on Al Jazeera and Al Arabiya, which are the most popular TV channels in the Middle East. And we did it to raise attention and awareness of the fact of civilian deaths and the unaccountability of US troops. And we were dragged out of there. And following this, there was just this big security crackdown on any journalists going into any press conferences. The security time clearance rose to, I think, about 3 hours or something. And the sort of military press officer was saying, you know why you're here, you know why you've got to wait, it's because of those two young ladies. I was talking to a friend who worked for Reuters before we did this action, and as a result of that, Reuters were banned from going into the Donald Rumsfeld press conference. Reuters Baghdad had to phone Reuters London had to phone Washington had to phone the Pentagon. You know, they got really rattled by the fact that there could have been such a humiliation, you know, there before the chief of the Allied forces in Iraq. So after that, we also heard that our photos were in this soldier's newspaper called The Liberator, which I never ever saw, but apparently they put our pictures in there. And I was walking down the street in Baghdad, and I did, like, some soldiers went past in a Humvee, and one of them, like, wagged his finger at me, like, you should know better. Something that was a bit more obvious was when there was a riot going on involving police officers who were fighting for higher pay, higher wages, and against the Baathists that are still running the police. And they were really fed up with that and really sick of that. One of those corrupt people removed. American soldiers turned up, and I was sort of at the front line with these coppers. God, I never thought I'd be on a demo supporting coppers. But there was one soldier who whispered in the ear of another soldier. I think it was the commander. And whispered in the ear of the soldier to, like, basically indicated towards me, and then this other soldier just started pushing me with his gun and, like, pushing me. And he'd obviously been told to, like, single me out to attack me, and I don't know.
It's more because they said, like, every British people should leave the country now, and the Japanese are kidnapped.
That kind of thing. Yeah, when I was in Basra, I couldn't really walk around on my own. In 4 months, I walked down a street 8 times in 4 months, and all, like, apart from that, I went everywhere by car. My friend drove me everywhere. You know, I spoke to a number of different people because I was in denial of the fact that I was car bound for so long, and they'd say, yep, sorry, you know, you can't go to the market on your own. You could get kidnapped. You know, there are people there who won't understand what you're about, because it's true. Most people, even when you speak to them and see them and meet them, think that you're with the occupation, or if you're not with the occupation, then you're with the UN, and if you're not with the UN, then you're a journalist, and if you're not a journalist, then, you know, what the bloody hell are you? Activism is not really comprehended very well, you know, in terms of international solidarity. Activism in Iraq right now means getting into a field with a rocket-propelled grenade launcher. That's activism. Like, and it was difficult because I speak Palestinian Arabic, the Palestinian accent, and I'm Polish as well. And I used to tell people I was Polish because I am, but I also felt it was better than saying that I was English. But the Polishness and the Palestinian accent led a lot of people to think I was Jewish and that I was Israeli, which is very, 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 very dangerous. So, yeah, I did have to have a bit of a sheltered existence.